Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The U.S. presidential election could hinge on three debates next month. One Democratic pollster told Reuters that those debates are a do or die for Romney, while the chairman of the RNC says President Obama, quote, will have to explain to the American people why things are so bad. One thing neither the president nor Romney will have to worry about is answering to a third-party candidate. There won't be one taking part, because the Commission on Presidential Debates accepts only candidates who are polling at a certain level nationally. But there are a number of online petitions to allow third-party candidates into the debates. People like Libertarian Gary Johnson, or Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or like our next guest, Rocky Anderson, a former Democratic mayor of Salt Lake City. He's running for President of the United States as a Justice Party candidate, and he has agreed not to take corporate donations. Mr. Anderson, Rocky, welcome.
Thank you very much, Sasha.
Rocky, I assume we won't be hurting your feelings by saying that you probably don't have to start packing your bags for the White House. But still, why are you running for president?
Well, I'm running because I could not sit back and remain silent when things are going so poorly in this country in so many ways. The imperial presidency that I frankly thought was going to be reversed after the Bush administration is even worse than anyone could have imagined now after 4 years of President Obama. And the duopoly of the Republican and Democratic parties have been so effective in decimating our democratic system from front to end so that they have full control. They feed at the same trough of special interest money, and then they spend all of their time and efforts doing the bidding of the wealthy rather than promoting the public interest.
So if you were the third-party Justice Party president, what are, say, the main two things you would do to change the problems in government you just outlined?
We need to restore the rule of law in this nation, and jobs are an absolute must. We're not seeing what needs to be done to provide jobs, and we need a WPA-type project. It was a proven success during the Depression, hired millions of people, helping build up our nation's infrastructure.
We know that the requirements for getting on the ballot vary by state. In Colorado, for example, candidates just have to pay a fee. And as a result of that relatively easy process, there are now 17 presidential candidates on the ballot. But in Oklahoma, the requirements are more restrictive. And because of that, only Romney and Obama are on that ballot right now. We understand you are on the ballot in about a dozen states. How much money and effort have you spent trying to get your name on those ballots?
Well, we've probably spent between $40,000 and $50,000. We're on 14 ballots now. It looks like we're going to be on one or two more. But there are states like Oklahoma where the Republicans and Democrats have made it impossible. You'd have to have millions of dollars to get on ballots in states like Oklahoma. In Pennsylvania, the economic coercion is so bad because if one of the major parties challenges your efforts to get on the ballot and they prevail, they get a judgment against you personally. Democrats did that to Ralph Nader and Peter Cameo in 2004. They got an $81,000 personal judgment against them and then executed against Ralph Nader's bank account. We need to bring democracy back to this country and not allow these two parties to continue their stranglehold on our democracy.
You mentioned Ralph Nader. When he was the Green Party presidential candidate, he nationally got only 3% of the vote. But Democrats felt that in Florida, he won just enough votes that would have gone to Al Gore that tipped the election to Republicans. This is 2000, of course. Do you worry that you could do the same in some places?
No, I don't think we'll have that impact. And I think the underlying premises about what happened in Florida are not accurate. Al Gore lost that state. This country would be so much better off with alternative voices. If you look at South Africa's ballot, when they finally had democratic elections post-apartheid, they've probably got 25 people and parties on their presidential ballot. It undermines not only our democracy, but the public interest in the long run when people don't have a choice, when they can't hear those alternative voices.
There was a criticism of third parties in the Daily Beast written by Michael Medved, and this is what he wrote. He said, if the purpose of a new party is to break the hyper-polarized logjam in Washington, is it really a good idea to promote further divisions with new political organizations? The experience of multi-party parliamentary democracies such as Israel, Italy, or Canada strongly suggests that competition among three or more major factions doesn't necessarily produce more unity and cooperation than ongoing competition between just two.
Well, that's telling the American people that they ought to have their choices restricted to two parties who are basically serving the same economic interests. Every public policy disaster is due to the role of corrupting money in our system, and it's got to end. But it will never end as long as we only have these two choices. They've created the system, and they're both thriving from this corrupt, perverse system.
Rocky, as an aside, while we have you, you know Mitt Romney? In fact, you endorsed him when he was running for governor of Massachusetts after you worked with him on the 2002 Salt Lake City Olympics. What are your thoughts about his candidacy this year?
I think this Mitt Romney bears no relationship to the Mitt Romney that I thought that I knew so well when we worked on the Olympics together and who I endorsed when he was running for governor. The reason I endorsed him was because I thought he was going to be this great force of reasonableness and moderation in the Republican Party because he was pro-choice, he was pro-gay and lesbian rights. And in my personal interactions with him, he seemed like a very worldly and moderate person. But that's not the Mitt Romney that we see today. I don't think anybody can say that they really know who Mitt Romney is or what he would do if he were to win this election.
Rocky Anderson, as we mentioned, you're a former mayor of Salt Lake City, and back then you were a Democrat in one of the reddest states in the country, but you left the party last year. What changed?
Well, it had been a long process. I was pretty fed up with the cowardice of the party during the Bush administration. If it hadn't been for the Democratic Party, we wouldn't have engaged in that disastrous, illegal war of aggression against Iraq. We would not have allowed a president to engage in the horrendous human rights abuses in conjunction with the supposed war on terror. So the people's interests, that's not what our elected officials have been concerned about. It's been about getting on board and pleasing those that help buy them into office and keep them there.
That's Rocky Anderson, former mayor of Salt Lake City, Utah, and a Justice Party candidate for president in 2012. Rocky, thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks a lot, Sasha.
Is Rocky Anderson fighting the good fight or wasting his time? Tell us your view at hereandnow.org. You're listening to Here and Now.